much, Admiral. It's nice to be with you tonight, and I'm
glad to have this award. I understand we're celebrating 2 centuries of ocean and coastal science in the United States. And, of course, NOAA has the longest and most distinguished record in terms of that history. I'm sure you know how critical NOAA is to my state. With half the coastline of the United States, with the greatest portion of the fishing that takes place within our waters off our state, it's a very interesting subject for us. We live and sleep and breathe NOAA doctrine, and we thank you very much for all you do to help us, particularly in the field of science, because we firmly believe in sound science in terms of all that we do with regard to the oceans and our fisheries. As Admiral just said, the President signed the extension of the 200-mile limit bill, and I have the honor of having my name on it. Actually, it's a very interesting history. Senator Magnuson loaned me his staff to go up and down the coastline of the United States to hold hearings on the East Coast, the Gulf, and the West Coast, and into Alaska to determine what we could do with regard to our fisheries. At the time, we wanted to extend our jurisdiction out to 200-mile limit, and we were able to do that. Unfortunately, at that time, Congress wasn't ready to take up a bill of a minority senator, so Senator Magnuson, who was my great friend, said, "Son, let me have that bill. We'll get it passed." And he was right. It passed, and several years later, it was Senator Hollings that added my name to the bill, because he knew that I had written it, and it was something that we needed in our state. It mandated, really gave us the tools to end overfishing in our state. And what we've just done is passed a bill that extends those authorities that we've one by one given to Alaska over the years to the rest of the country. So we've mandated the end of overfishing by 2011, and we want every regional council to work on the basis of sound science, and that's where you come in, of course. We've got, there's no question that we are all going to be relying upon your advice to the regional councils, and we hope you really follow what we want to do, and that is make the U.S. fishing and use of the oceans off our shore within the 200-mile limits subject to sound science. I've got to tell you that one of the things that we're now pursuing, I hope that you will join us, is the IUU fishing beyond the 200-mile limit, the illegal, unregulated, and unreported fishing, which has to end. I spent part of the day today in cutting a tape with others in terms of this subject. Very clearly, those who are operating out there are impeding the use of sound science within our 200-mile limit. We have repeated incursions into our 200-mile limit by vessels that think they're operating outside the boundary, but they've crept over into our area. But I'm more worried about the salmon runs that disappear, about the king crab that disappears, about so many various species that we rely on disappearing when they go beyond the 200-mile limit. So this is something I think the world has to come to grips with, and that is this area of IUU fishing. They take enormous really, I call them double doors. It looked like a double door to my mother-in-law's horse barn, you know. They drag them across the bottom of the ocean, and they kick up what they want to catch. They are really vacuum cleaning the ocean throughout the world, and we've got to find some way to stop that. If we don't stop it, we'll soon lose what we've tried to preserve within the 200-mile limit. So I'm happy to be here with you to accept this award, and hope you'll join us in dealing with the subject of IUU fishing in the years to come. Thank you very much.